Well, Peter, I would say that our strike was successful to an extent, and we are expecting major reforms to take place as far as the bar is concerned in Cameroon. You know, we have a bijura system, and I'm talking to you in my capacity as a common law lawyer. And you know, the torturing of lawyers started with the common law lawyers in the Northwest and the Southwest region, and it finally landed in the civil law jurisdiction where tear gas was exploded in court halls. Well, successful because for 5 days we've been able to get the courts grounded. A majority of the lawyers adhered to the call despite the fact that some 10 lawyers disassociated themselves with the fight. And at the end of it, the bar is talking tough and they will be appearing before the disciplinary council of the bar.
What happens if the reforms do not come as you anticipate or wished for?
Peter, the question you asked me is a bit tricky, but let me tell you, lawyers have that daunting task to work hard in order to see things happen to their favor. I don't think that it is a day job. We need to continue to push. A lawyer is an expert in law, and I say again, from my departing point like a common law lawyer, reforms are supposed to be proposed by lawyers, and once lawyers push those reforms, then they will definitely hear them. We need to use all the tools that are at our disposal. We started with a strike. We need to lobby. We need to call the attention of government that certain nomenclatures that they place on lawyers like auxiliary of the judiciary, all of that, it doesn't occur that way. We need to impose on the system because the judiciary cannot go without the lawyers.
Barrister Tani, some Cameroonians have expressed concern about the independence of the judiciary and that it appears that the judiciary has been subservient to the executive, in this case, President Paul Biya. Some are saying that all the strike that you undertook will not have any effect because the president is still supreme and the judiciary is firmly under his control. What do you say to that?
Peter, like a common law lawyer, that is why you see the common law lawyers are lost in this system. Like I told you, we run a bijura system in Cameroon. We've never seen a system where it is the president of the country that appoints magistrate, is the president of the country that presides over the higher judiciary council of the country. We've never seen a system where there is a school where they call a magistracy school. We know under the common law system, lawyers are trained in a school that they call a law school. I was trained in Nigerian Law School. I'm a member of the Cameroon Bar and the Nigerian Bar Association. And I must confess to you, the bar in Cameroon, as you said, is subservient. It is under the president of the country, and we doubt everything that comes from our courts. And for that reason, you see, the two systems are not working in pari passu. So what you say is correct. But coming from the common law background, we've never ceased from getting our voices being heard.
Where do you go from here as the Cameroonian Bar Association? Where do you go from here after your strike? What happens next?
I think we'll have to continue to work, but we have to draw a line as far as the civil and the common law bar is concerned. I think our colleagues from the civil law jurisdictions have finally understood that we are running two systems. In their system, magistrates can do what they think they can do to lawyers, but under the common law system, judges cannot lord on lawyers because they are trained from the same school and they have to interact the same. They have to reason the same. I mean, they have to argue the same. It is just matter of players and a referee, and the referee is a judge.